Hello, kinfolk.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Everybody
happy,
doing?
Happy Friday.
Right. Feels like a Friday. It kind of is a Friday. For those of you who have a little bit of a longer extended weekend, today is a Friday. And my gosh, it's it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Holy mother of holidays. I sometimes just can't get over the fact that I might have four sleeps ahead of me. Five. How many do we have? How many is that? Four sleeps now that we get out of this thing?
Yeah, four. And then Sunday night, it's the dreaded, tomorrow's Monday.
Yeah. Unless for some reason I call in sick on Sunday night. Because my cold, my man cold is lingering.
No, you're all better now.
I'm pretty sure.
You worked through it.
All right, we're checking in. Leah's off today, so we've got a little fill-in. What's up? I hear a little something from somebody there. Hello. How are you? Hi. Anyone?
Nothing.
Oh, man, I thought we had him. All right, we'll...
It's Cynthia.
Hello, Cynthia.
She says, I'm all logged in, but I'm not hearing you.
Well, that's too bad.
Do you want to call her?
I've got... it's all right. We'll make it up here. How are you thinking the... I'm pretty sure she's going to log in here. I've got everything done on this end. So we'll be good to go, but we should have our microphones in and ready to roll, and we're good to go. Anyway, good to have you along here this morning. Sorry, we're a little off.
Discombobulated.
Yeah. I had one of those nights where I was wide awake at 2:30. Not that anybody cares, again. It's like the ongoing sleep disorders.
Did you get your fresh turkey?
Of Dave's. No, I'm picking that up today.
What was going through your head then?
Walker Hayes song, AA.
Trying to keep your daughters off the pole?
Yep, and that's the whole thing. I've got trying to keep my daughters off the pole. My son's out of jail. Trying to dip the, let's see. I've sang it all night long.
Trying to go to church so I won't go to hell.
And I'm trying to make, I married, my heck. What was it?
Married up,
but I married way, way down in Alabama where they love Nick Saban. Anyway, isn't that funny how you sing something all night long and I had that
Joe
chorus down?
Flacco used to quarterback the Ravens.
No, that's not it. my gosh, that's a good one, but it's not the lyric. Anyway, we'll go ahead. I'm maybe she's listening for the traffic bed, but I swear I hear something in the background.
Cynthia, are you there?
Anyway, it is a little bit. We'll give our own. It is a little bit lighter. But here, let's just do what Lee does. Well, it's looking pretty good this morning.
Not a lot going on. Traffic seems lighter because, of course, it's the holiday travel day.
Right,
but a lot of people are off work.
It's more like a Friday. And weather is brought to you by me. Or traffic is brought to you by me. Hey, weather today, though, a little different than yesterday. We're talking colder temperatures here on the way. Now, it doesn't feel as cold this morning as it will tomorrow morning. And again, we've been trying to give you a fair heads up, you know, that if you're getting up and doing a little morning jog or exercise or football or turkey bowl or whatever you're plans are, we're going to be looking at about the mid-20s for tomorrow. So you're going to be, I mean, you're pretty much going to be playing on a frosty field if you go out there and do a little bit of a turkey bowl or play a little football or whatever it is your activities are going to be while the turkey's being cooked. But that's how we're looking with a high today of 45 degrees.
It's 36 and cloudy downtown.
There it is, Chris Stapleton, and you should probably leave, except don't leave until you've had a good turkey dinner. But when the host says, hey, you should probably leave.
But then it's time to go.
Then you know. Hey, I know you guys have been hanging around for 4 or 5 hours, but you should probably leave. Anyway, it is just about Thanksgiving. We are into the final stretch here of a four-day weekend here that is going to be just lovely to be able to celebrate. Get together with the fam. National Taiwan On Day today. That really doesn't mean, here's the thing here, though, that doesn't mean like what you're thinking. It's not like, oh, you putting on a tie. It's the apron thing.
Tie one on.
Now, sometimes also people think that that's a drinking term, too. Hey, it's Friday night. It's Wednesday night. It's time to tie one
on.
Deb's used to using that statement a lot, you know, before she goes home and has her evening cocktail.
It is not about going out drinking, getting crazy. The day celebrates the apron.
Yippers.
As well as past generations of women who wore them. It was also created as a day to bring joy to the life of someone in need and the spirit of giving. Aprons have served many purposes. They've protected hands. They've wiped tears. They protect our clothes while we cook. They protect shy young children as they hide from strangers. They carry eggs, vegetables, toys, even the catch of the day. Aprons fan us as we wait for cakes to finish cooking. On cool mornings, they've warmed hands of kids waiting for the bus. Occasionally, they even make us feel a little more adept in the kitchen.
Aww.
So put your apron on.
Yeah.
Today.
Tomorrow.
Stand in the kitchen with nothing but your apron on.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Hey, honey, could you turn around? I really love it when you're cooking over the stove.
Yeah. Yep.
And if there's a chance you could bend over and check the turkey. Okay. Hey, tomorrow being Thanksgiving, it means that today is the last day to stand in the produce aisle wondering, what's the difference between yams and sweet potatoes?
Which we can cover because we do every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving.
Every year we have to reiterate what the difference is.
Yippers. And, of course, millions of Americans will be eating way too much food, or as we call it, Thursday.
Yep. It's just another day for me.
They say a turkey has already come out and claimed Andrew Cuomo fondled its giblets 10 years ago. So there's always that part of it. Cynthia Vale is with us this morning, checking in for Lee. She's off. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, you sound so good. It's working and everything. We got her all worked out.
Now, first of all, what are your Thanksgiving plans?
We are going to cook at home, me doing most of the work, but I'm going to rope my kids and husband into doing a few things as well, so we're just going to cozy in.
Now, so when you say doing most of the work, I mean, you'll like cook the turkey, you'll do the sides, oh, yeah. Everything.
Everything from scratch. I actually like doing it all, crazy enough.
No, some people do. That's
kind of how Dave is.
Yeah, I like it. I do all the cooking, and I like it, and it's... I don't know. It's just one of now. Are you one of those cooker people that sort of clean up as you go as well? Too?
No. I try to be the Martha Stewart and have everything good, but oh man, by the last half hour, just my kitchen explodes. Like I'm pretty good the first couple hours. I'm like, oh, I have everything chopped in little bowls and. And then, you know, when you have to take out your turkey and then do everything else in that last half hour where the turkey sits.
Yeah.
And yeah, just things go to kind of, you know what, in that last half hour.
You can say it. They just go to hell. It is funny because it all sort of culminates. You know, you work on it for hours and hours and hours, but then you're trying to keep everything hot to the last minute. I got to have hot rolls. I got to get the turkey sliced while it's hot and juicy. I've got to get the gravy, make sure that it's still hot and not curdled up or what, you know.
And by then you've had a couple glasses of wine and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes later, everybody's done eating.
Yeah. Everybody enjoyed that 6-hour prep meal that you just prepared. But if you have, think about it this way, if you have enough wine, who cares, right?
There you go.
Yeah, that takes the edge off. The edge off the food, the family.
Yeah. Who's coming over? Mom's drunk. Mom's standing at the stove. It will be partly sunny, though. They have that 20% chance of maybe a snowflake floating around here this morning. Did you see that the upper elevations are getting some snow, which is great?
Yeah, they were getting some at Bear Lake last night, some up at the ski resorts. Yeah. So that's good.
It is good. And it's nice thing is it's cold enough that they can keep those snow machines rolling. Alta opens today. And then, of course, Brighton Snowbird already open the last couple of days. And so a little bit of early Thanksgiving skiing going on for you. By later on this afternoon, mostly sunny. And then we'll hit that very chilly high of 40 degrees. Overnight low tomorrow morning of 25. And then Thanksgiving's high tomorrow afternoon will be 45.
Right now it's 36 and cloudy downtown.
We will be coming up with some more stuff here in just a second. Hold on a second. The reason I'm saying this, we have some fun stuff planned for you this morning. It is What's Your Deal Wednesday. So what's on your mind?
Let us know. Maybe you've got some Thanksgiving questions or concerns. We're not going to talk about the mask or vaccinations.
Well, we might.
No, we won't.
Maxine's fine.
I know she is.
Maxine has
good old
a vaccine.
Maxine. She's a tough old bird.
You know, you say we won't, but, you know, you're going to have to shove some turkey down my mouth to keep me quiet this morning. No, it really is just a time for you to just say whatever. Maybe you want to just throw out a little What's Your Deal Wednesday and maybe give some thanks to certain people.
We've also got the match game. We're going to play again at 7. Now, we might finish this morning. I think we have two more matches to make. And then we'll be done. And then we can... do we have two? One? Two? Yeah, I think we have two.
Couple of matches.
Yeah, two more matches left. And then we'll draw for the Bullfrog Spa, whenever that might be. We're going to play Wednesday's Word on the 50s. We've got some great prizes for that. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got the brand new song from Old Dominion. We're going to play that for you on Dump It or Dig It.
I'm looking forward to that. They always do such good work. I mean, do they really do anything bad? It's like Thomas Rhett.
Yeah.
Or Keith Urban or something. You know, it's like, do they really ever do anything bad? But always looking forward to OD this morning. Morgan Wallen on the Z.
Chasing you. Tickets go on sale a week from Friday. MorganWallen.com is the place to go. Now, if you go to Z104Country.com, you'll see his little picture pop up and a text number that will give you the pre-sale codes for our market sometime next week.
Okay, here's my What's Your Deal Wednesday to kick things off. Grammys announced yesterday. Morgan Wallen has the most popular album in the whole country. Over this last year, and nothing in the Grammys. Absolutely nothing in the Grammys. This guy is selling out more tickets next to the Rolling Stones
than anybody else.
Rolling Stones selling the most tickets, but then other than that,
it just tells you. I mean, I think we've all realized that award shows are very political.
Yes,
and this just confirms it.
I mean, Walker Hayes was happy that they got kind of a songwriter, song of the year songwriter thing in the country thing, and it was kind of cool that he got it for Fancy Like, along with the songwriters, you know.
Most Grammy nominations are Stephen Colbert's band leader,
yeah,
John Batiste.
Yeah.
He has 11.
Unbelievable.
Morgan Wallen, 0.
Nothing.
Country singer Morgan Wallen, it says, still serving his suspension for being caught on video saying the N-word. He got nothing. Even though he's
still
had...
serving a suspension, who came up with the? It sounds like you're grounded. You're grounded, and until we decide as a cancel culture that you can be accepted back into society, for hell's sakes, this is the stupidest thing in my whole. All right, if you got something you want to chime in about for Wednesday's word, all right, we're back. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance, and it looks like a few of you are already calling on the phone lines, which we super appreciate. What a great thing to have our listeners helping us out with the pledge. It is 6:39. Who is this?
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. And how about you?
Just dandy. We're awesome. Doing good. Ready for Turkey Day tomorrow?
I am.
Yeah, good for you.
What are you doing, Kevin?
I'm driving to work.
And what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm staying home. My wife is doing the cooking and we're having family over.
Good for you. That's
you're just kicking up in the recliner and just, honey, is the dinner ready yet?
That's right.
I love it. Now, do you help with the cleanup part or you're just like, that's woman job?
No, I help.
Yeah. You sound like a kind of a guy that would sort of help out that way. Do you do any cooking whatsoever?
No.
Nothing.
Maybe. Can you cook yourself a piece of toast?
I could, but she won't let me in the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. Well, bless her heart. Sounds like she takes pretty good care of you, and sounds like you hopefully take care of her as well. Kevin, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you. We appreciate you calling in here this morning, and we'll go ahead and let you do it.
Awesome. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
I'm down the street today, I saw a sign for lemonade. They were the cutest kids I'd ever seen in this front yard. As they handed me my glass, smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard this would make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, kids selling lemonade. It's cities and farms, it's open arms, one nation under God. It's America. It's a rock and roll band, it's a farmer cutting hay. It's a big flag flying in the summer wind over a fallen hero's grave. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a welcome home parade. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, and kids selling lemonade. It's cities and farms, it's open. One nation under God, it's America. It's America. Oh, oh yeah. Woo.
Dun, da, da, dun, dun. Rodney Atkins there on It's America. And Dave, you're on the radio ruining the last 5 seconds of every song.
What's Your Deal Wednesday? This is from Lucy. Why is this holiday all about food? Why is it specific food? And why can't I have tacos for Thanksgiving?
You could.
I mean, you can.
Mexicans have tamales for Thanksgiving.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
Or chicken and mole or something. You know, I mean, but at least some of them that I've talked to, they do the tamale thing for Thanksgiving. But yeah, do whatever you want. Go to Taco Bell. They may not. No, Taco Bell's not going to be open.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they are.
I went to Taco Bell last night.
And?
And everything was okay until I got home and found out, you know, I ordered the $1 off the $1 value meal menu.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the only place you can buy a beefy burrito or a beefy whatever. Yeah. I think that's what they call it. A beefy burrito. And and it was 95% rice and 5% beef.
There was three little grains of ground beef in there somewhere. There were.
And that's where you get the $1 value menu
meal. I like
meal.
The rice burrito.
Right. But yeah, do what you feel like you want to do. It's all right. The pilgrims, I guess they didn't have tacos back then. So they just did what they did. Want to jump back just a step here and thank Kevin for calling in, helping us do the Pledge of Allegiance for that as well. Very heartfelt Pledge of Allegiance on top of that. And as a matter of fact, Kevin said that what he does is he sits around and lets the wife do all of the work and the cleaning and everything. I mean, he does. Well, he says he helps a little bit. But the only thing, Kevin, that you can make up for with all of that hard work that your woman's doing is giving her some sweet loving in the evening.
Oh, my God, Dave.
She says, thank you.
Now, most of the leaves have fallen off the trees, haven't they?
Yeah, my trees are pretty much done.
That's what mine are, too. I think they, as a matter of fact, when we came back from Nashville, they were pretty much gone. I knew that they were going to just turn and fall within that week that we were gone, and sure enough, came back to just nothing but some...
But your people clean those up, right?
Yeah, they do, actually.
You don't now, have to worry about that.
Did you... Are you still raking?
No, I got it all done before we left.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you blow them over into your neighbor's yard?
No, I can't anymore. I have to do legit...
Raking?
Legit raking,
oh,
yeah.
Boy. Hope that doesn't cramp your style too much.
Well... It's been rough.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, we're going to roll into our first round of Wednesday's Word, a chance for you to win, and that's coming up after the break. We'll give you a fair head start and give you the word so you can be thinking about the different answers you're going to get. The word is...
Corn.
With a C or with a K?
With a C.
We'll be right back. It is time for Wednesday's Word, and the word is...
Corn. Now, we're going to give you five questions. They're all going to have the word corn in the answer, and if you get those right, we've got tickets for the Bar Jays Farewell / Christmas concert, December 8th at Kingsbury Hall, and then we're going to give you an audio daily double, and if you get that right, we're going to give you the digital download of Jason Aldean's latest album called Macon.
Bacon.
Macon.
Macon Bacon.
So
is he going to have the follow-up album called Bacon?
No, it's called Georgia.
Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, that comes out, the second part of the album comes out in April.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Macon and Georgia.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
because there's an actual place called Macon, Georgia,
yeah, that's
right?
Where he's from.
Okay.
570-5767. We'll give you these questions and get you hooked up with this great prize pack.
Morning, Z104. Who is this?
This is Tori.
Tori, are you ready to play, buddy?
Sure.
Cool. You know the word?
Corn.
Okay.
All right, Tori.
With a C, not a K.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving corn. All right. Okay. Frosty the Snowman had one.
Corn button nose.
Yep. With a corn button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Dude, you want us to sing the song to you?
Yes, please.
Frosty the Snowman.
No, he would smoke it.
A pipe, corn pipe.
What do the kernels of corn reside on while they're growing?
Vine.
Yeah, the vine. Yeah, corn grows on a vine.
I don't know.
Tori.
With a corn button nose.
That grew on a vine. Hey, somebody want to go out into the vineyard and slice off some corn kernels off the vine?
Now, Tori, it rhymes with Bob.
Corn cob.
Yes.
Yeah, now what do you smoke?
A pipe?
Yeah.
So say it all together.
Corn cob pipe.
Okay, now only four more to go.
That's the first question.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Halloween's three-colored sweet treat.
Candy corn.
Yes.
Now we're on a roll.
A batter dipped in fried weenie.
Corn dogs.
Yep. Braids of hair made tight to the scalp.
Cornrows.
Yep. A southern side dish served warm with butter.
Sweet corn.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, this is more
green
of
corn.
A... Huh?
What?
Green corn.
No, this is green more corn. You bake it in the oven and you slice it up and it's in square.
Cornbread.
Yes, yeah. Yes. There you go.
There you go.
All right, dude. Jim's in next.
You're going. Tori, you're going to the Bar J Wranglers on the 8th at Kingsbury Hall, okay?
Sweet.
They're going to do some Christmas stuff. They're going to do their old favorites.
Oh, now, you'll love that. Can I add just one thing real quick, too?
They're Dave.
They're doing a VIP package where they've got like about 30 guitars where they're going to be able to give you some really, really excellent seats right up front and get you a guitar signed. Anyway, you might want to check that out at tickets.utah.edu and check out that VIP experience as well.
All right, now, Tori, what is, for the Audio Daily Double, what is the name of this song by Travis Tritt? Waylon Jennings did it as well.
Whenever I hear this title, I think of Where the Red Fern Grows. But
I have no idea.
What's your word?
Core.
How about hard, rocky soil, dry soil? What are those places?
The ocean.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the hook. Ready?
Yeah. But don't you ever dream about a life where corn
don't grow.
When have you ever paid attention to the title of the thing? That's amazing.
What do you mean?
Seriously, that's the first time you've really... That was like, here it comes, you're listening for it.
Hell yeah, it was.
You're new. You can't talk and listen to music at the same time, and so that's the first time.
I have many talents.
That was just a momentous occasion on this radio station. She goes, now listen, here it is. I'm like, cool.
Now, Tori, did you get it?
No.
Oh, hell, he sang it. Where corn isn't able to advance.
Nurture.
Dead corn?
Tori. Where corn don't grow.
Where corn don't grow.
Yes!
Hey, how did he get that? That was weird.
I don't know. That was good.
It was almost like a birdie whispered it to him.
Where corn don't grow.
Yeah! So far, our Thanksgiving-themed words are... We're off to a good start. Tori, you're going to the Bar J Wranglers. You've got Making, the brand new album from Jason Aldean. Who's hooking you up with a...
with the longest contest ever on the radio.
Ever.
Z104, Dave and Deb.
Yeah, thanks, Tori.
Hold on
a
second.
By the way, we make fun of you, but we love you.
We're
know
sure
that,
glad
right?
You called in to play.
We love you guys.
Now, where are you listening to us?
West Jordan.
At work?
Yeah.
Look at you, early to work bird guy.
Early bird gets the corn.
Yep.
All right, hold on, Tori.
You want to do a shout out for your work?
All the nurses. And frontline workers.
All right. That's just a good old shout out.
Love that.
All right, buddy. Hey, guess what we're getting ready for? Big old Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. We've also got our holiday match game coming up here. We have a couple of matches left, so we might be drawn for a bullfrog spa here this morning as well. So keep it tuned in. So because 7 a.m. This next one and 9 a.m. may be the last couple of chances for you to get through on the holiday match game. And that's coming up right after this lovely song as we stretch our stomachs and get ready for Thanksgiving. Carrie Underwood actually doing a song called Stretchy Pants. Something that we're all going to need probably tomorrow at about 1 o'clock or whenever it is that you're having your Thanksgiving dinner.
I still don't know when mine is.
Serious?
Yeah, I'm just assuming it's afternoon-ish.
Watch, they'll say, well, we had it at 9 o'clock this morning. It was a turkey breakfast. Sorry, you
turkey
missed it.
Breakfast.
You should have let us know.
Jeannie Del Rio says, what's your deal Wednesday? I hate it when my neighbor blows his leaves and yard clippings into the street. The way the street curves, everything cones into our yard, piles up in the gutter in front of our house, and a picture of Judge Judy rolling her eyes. Sorry about that.
I have never really figured... I mean, I understand how easy it is and how clean it kind of looks to blow the leaves, but it's not like... They got to go somewhere.
Yeah, in the trash bag now.
I mean, and the guys that come around doing our lawn, the maintenance people, You know those hired
people. Yeah, your yard. You have your indoor house people, and then you have your yard people.
Now, look.
Meanwhile, look, I'm doing all that shiz myself.
Now, look, I pay a hefty HOA freaking fee every month. So, and it's included in that. But these guys, they do a great job. But when they're all done, their very last stage, after trimming, after mowing, after whatever, raking, whatever, they come through with the blower.
Yeah.
About 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they come. Wait, that's a different sound, Deb. That's the other sound inside your house.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I have to run the leaf blower in my house.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know when I was moving? I really did.
Did you really?
My friend said, we were cleaning out my old house, and my friend said, Brian's bringing his leaf blower. We're going to blow out the house. It's so easy to clean that way. It gets all the dust out of the house. So we leaf blowed the house.
You would think that it would just cause it to blow everywhere.
I know,
everywhere.
But it was amazing. And I just got a text. My dinner. Thanks, Miranda. My dinner's at 1.
Oh, there you go. That's when ours is.
Well,
oh, how fun is that?
I'll think of you when I take my first bite.
Wow. You'll probably be more on time than us, though. We say 1 o'clock, but we'll probably get going at 2. But anyway, the leaf blower thing, I've never been able to understand that, because they'll come by and they'll blow it off the sidewalks, they'll blow it on the, but it still goes somewhere.
Yeah, but you can kind of blow it into a little pile, and you sweep it up and put it in your bags.
Well, you do. They just blow it all over hell.
They don't put it in a bag?
No, they just blow it. they just come by and blow it up. So it makes the sidewalks and driveways look really nice. But you know that it's going,
it's
got to be,
the road.
Yeah, it's got to be going somewhere.
KSOPFM at HD1 Salt Lake City. Broadcasting from the Baku Studios, home of the number one fat tire electric bike. Elevate your game at Baku.com. Call now to make your match and qualify to win a Bullfrog Spa. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Ah, love that. That's my brother. And, I mean, I think that he's my brother. He doesn't think that, but I'm just going to roll with it. Keith Urban, Wild Hearts on the Z. Morning. Happy Wednesday that feels like a Friday. And we have caller Z on the line with us right now. And guess what? You are one of the, you have a chance to match up one of the last prizes on the board.
Awesome.
Yeah. What's your name?
Angie.
Angie, you haven't won on the game yet, have you?
No.
All right.
All right, Angie, give me your first number.
68.
Crown Limo, 2 hours of service from Crown Limo.
46.
46.
You gotta listen to us, not the radio.
46 is season passes to the Empress Theater Red.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Well, darn, you can try again at 9 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
All right. Love ya.
Love you, too.
Hold on a sec. We've got a fabulous consolation prize for you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Da-da-da-da-da. And it looks like we're going to roll into the 9 o'clock time for our matches, the next match game coming up at 9 o'clock, and then again at noon today, again at 3 o'clock today, and again at 5 o'clock today. We'll just keep rolling it out until we get all of the matches made, and then we'll have a chance to draw for that big old $10,000 Bullfrog Spa, that gorgeous spa that will look perfect in your apartment living room. All right, Cynthia, we got CV in for Lee this morning, and Lee bailing to get a little jump on her turkey 4-day, 5-day weekend now. 6-day weekend.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. That's nice.
That is.
What are you guys doing here?
I know. That's a good question.
I know. Yeah.
In fact, we're gonna go ahead and bail, so if you'll just handle the rest of the show.
That would be so interesting.
We'll just leave you a list, okay?
Listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fine. Man, I hate it when an artist comes, I mean, it's clever, don't get me wrong, but an artist that comes up with something where you feel like the sentence isn't finished. Home sweet home. but it's a clever way of making a song, right? Home Sweet. Russell yeah. Dickerson, Lady A together on that one.
Yeah, Home Sweet, You and Me. Ain't got much, but we got all we need.
Yep. Love it.
Do you know what today is?
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday. Anything else today?
Yeah.
It's National Jukebox Day.
Here's a quarter. Go play a song on the jukebox.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
You seem to know a lot about everything.
Well, what about Friday?
Everyone knows
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
So, shall we get started then?
It's showtime.
The this year marks the 400th anniversary of what we believe to be the first Thanksgiving meal.
Huh.
400 years. Betty White says that it was a lot of fun when she was hanging around there for that first meal.
Better her than me.
Right?
I thought you were going to say me.
Well, you were there too, weren't you? It was great. AAA says 48 million Americans are going to be traveling to see family this Thanksgiving. Some other related news, 48 million Americans expect to be miserable this Thanksgiving. Not everybody's going to be miserable with family. It should be a lot of fun. You're going with some friends, is that right? Family, friends?
Family,
people
yep.
Like that. Grammy nominations were announced yesterday, and don't get me going about the fact that Morgan Wallen was aced out of everything. But I don't know if you were listening, or caught... did anybody happen to catch who's nominated for Best Female Traditional R&B Urban Alternative Spoken Word Latin Performance by a Duo or Group or Vocals?
I can't remember who was nominated for that one. No.
Yeah. It was weird. I knew that there was a category for it, but you know what we like to do around this time of the year, and I can hardly wait. So what I'm going to do is give, we're going to start out with this. I can hardly wait for holiday songs, unnecessary censorship.
Oh, yeah.
For that. Now, we've done it with some Bruno Mars stuff.
Let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, f*** you up. Uptown, f*** you up. Uptown, f*** you up. Uptown, f*** you up. I said, Uptown, f*** you up. Uptown, f*** you up. Uptown, f*** you up. Uptown,
f*** you up. Yeah.
It never gets old, does it?
Never.
And neither does this.
And you, young lady. Lady of decision, full of spirit.
That's Polar Express, in case you couldn't remember that one. And this is always a favorite.
He's got a shiny nose.
Shiny? Now how can you overlook that? His beak blinks like a blinking beacon.
That was on two nights ago, and I watched it.
Was it really?
That is the best Christmas show ever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it really is. And I love how that original animation was.
Oh, the claymation.
Oh, my gosh, that was funny.
Come on, Mom, we're going to be late.
Hi, Ralph.
My kid brother looked like a dick about to pop.
Unnecessary holiday censorship.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, those are fun. We'll have a little bit more fun with those. Luke Bryan, up on the Z. And hope y'all are going up or down to your family, friends, Thanksgiving, doing a little something-something if you're not. Maybe you're just doing it alone like Deb, you know? Maybe
I'm not, Dave.
Oh, they're lonely girl. Lonely girl.
No, that was last year.
Oh, okay, that's
this
what
year
it was.
Different, yeah.
Rona's a little different this year than last year, so yeah.
Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
Come here.
And here's Grandpa Johnny, pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
My school was made out of cardboard.
Uh-oh. Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce. And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
I'm getting lightheaded.
This is always funny when you get the reactions from kindergartens when they tell you how to cook a turkey. This comes from a kindergarten teacher that shared this with us. And here is the first one here. This is from a kindergartner's perspective. The different steps. How to cook a turkey. First, put salt and pepper on it. Next, put it on a pan. Then, put it in the oven. Cook at 55 degrees for 60 minutes. Serve with pumpkin pie. The next one, how to cook a turkey. You get a turkey. Next, you bake it. Then you cut it up. Then you cook it for 400 degrees for 10 minutes and you serve it with bacon. Sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Yeah. Put the turkey in the oven. 6 minutes if you're in a rush, 10 minutes if you want it medium rare, and an hour if you like your turkey nice and 4 hours from being crispy. How hot? Oven temperature depends on what metric you use. 100 hot, 9%, or 30 degrees are all kindergarten approved. Wait for the beep or the ring.
This one, how to cook a turkey. This is on their little sheet. Put pepperonis on it. You cock it. You cut it. You cook it at 30 degrees for 30 minutes, and you serve it with beans. How to cook a turkey. First, you bake it. Next, you put it in the microwave. Then get it out of the microwave. Cook it for 100 at 100 degrees for 100 minutes. And serve it with pumpkin pie and steak and rice. It's delicious.
Absolutely. Finley Lippold, age 5, gets in touch with her inner Katniss Everdeen. Apparently hunts her turkey from a forest. She uses a net. You put the turkey in the net. You bring the net with the turkey to the oven. You put it in the oven. Easy peasy, she says.
Love these. Love the imagination of kindergartners, right? How to cook a turkey. First, put tomato sauce on it. Next, put tomatoes inside it, then put it in the oven, cook it at 31 degrees for 2.5 minutes, and then you serve it with French fries and ketchup.
Isaiah Oates douses his turkey in ketchup.
Yum.
He enjoys his turkey with a side of pomegranate. And then, let's see, his sister uses mustard in place of the ketchup.
There you go.
Dress the turkey, not in a hat, Skittles or a maybe, and salted gummy bears. I'm going to take out the salt. My mom will do that with a knife. The mom says we're still going in circles in the dry goods section looking for salted gummy bears.
Thanksgiving edition of Would You Rather, since Deb loves these so much.
Okay.
Cynthia, here we go. Would You Rather. Right. It's Would You Rather Wednesday, but it's our Thanksgiving edition. Would you rather cook the Thanksgiving meal or clean up the dishes?
Cook, man, cook.
I'd rather clean up the dishes.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'd rather cook.
Ooh, we'd
than
be a
clean.
Good team.
Yeah, you would. Deb needs a place to go. She's kind of lonely.
No, I don't. I'm good.
Lonely girl.
No. Yeah. You sound like Dave yesterday. No. I've got a
don't
big
you
old
know.
Gathering to go to tomorrow.
Don't you know
oh,
this
you guys,
lonely girl
you guys.
Needs a meal. Okay, here's another one.
All right.
Would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant or at home?
At home.
I'm a homebody, too.
Yeah, I mean, if I pulled out the stops and thought, all right, I'm just going to spend whatever money it takes. You know, there are some good restaurants. Oh,
I've had it at Little America, and I've had it at the Golden Nugget in Vegas, and
yeah,
both were
delicious.
Right?
How about this one? Would you rather take a nap after the meal or watch football?
That's an easy one for me. I'm going to bed, man.
You're taking a nap.
Oh, yeah.
What time?
I'd probably take a nap.
What time do you get up to do your meal, Cynthia?
Yeah, not that early. We don't eat, like you guys were saying, 1 o'clock. We probably won't eat till 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
So.
Now, Kevin Hart freaked out. He was doing an interview. He has a little show, and he was doing an interview with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, and it's kind of like they had these different opinions. Ryan Seacrest eats different time than Kelly Ripa does.
Ryan Seacrest said he eats Thanksgiving dinner at 2:30 p.m. Kelly said she eats her at dinner time. And Kevin Hart said his family eats at 8 p.m.
Holy crap.
He said, Whoa. You drink all day and then you have dinner at 8 p.m. It's Thanksgiving dinner, he said, not Thanksgiving lunch.
Well, that sounds like Kevin Hart and his humor. But the thing is that, man, if you eat... look, wait, just give Kevin Hart a few more years until he starts getting GERD.
Right? You gotta eat in the afternoon so you can go to bed.
Eat at 8 o'clock at night with all that gravy and pumpkin pie on. You know you're gonna get heartburn, dude.
Yeah. Time now for another round of Wednesday's Words. Call now to win. 570-5767. 570-5767.
The word is...
cold.
C-O-L-D.
We're going to give you five questions. They're all going to have the word cold in the answer. And if you get those right, we've got tickets for the Bar J Wranglers, their Christmas / farewell show at Kingsbury Hall on December 8th. And then we'll give you an audio daily double. And if you get that right, we're going to give you Jason Aldean's brand new album called Macon.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Chanda.
Chanda. Are you ready to play?
You bet.
Okay, you got through on... you sound super excited. Yeah. All right, I guess I'll play. I called to play, but I'll play. Chanda, then you know what the word is?
Cold?
Yep.
Yep, here we go. A state of tension and military rivalry between nations.
Oh, freak. I have no idea.
We had one of these in the 80s between us and Russia.
Oh, Cold War. Duh.
Yes. Chicken out of your wedding. The groom got...
cold feet?
Yes.
Poor bride.
When you quit smoking... the groom. When
cold
you quit,
turkey.
When you quit... yeah. Yeah, when cold. You quit smoking. Lunch meats.
Lunch meat?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cold sandwich. oh, shit.
Wait, did she say what I thought she said?
I already said cold turkey. Is that the one that you're looking for?
Cold turkey, cold quitting. Roast beef, cold bologna.
They're
cold,
all called.
Cold
sandwich.
Cold. When you make your finger bleed, you... It's called a...
Swear?
No, you... What yes, do you do when you take too. A knife and you slice
cut?
It
cut?
Yeah.
Oh, cold cut.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
And jeez. Clammy perspiration. I broke out in a...
cold sweat.
Yes. All right, Chanda. Okay. You got
you
the
it.
Tickets Perfect. For the Bar J Wranglers. Now, for the digital download of Jason Aldean's brand new album, Macon, what's the name of the song by Mark Chestnut?
Listen to that steel guitar. Isn't that lovely? Love it.
Well, it sure feels good to come in here and just pull
I've
up
heard the song,
seat.
But yeah, my name is not Deb. It's Chanda.
This happened around Deb's house for 28 years.
It's too hot to fish, too hot to golf, but it's... what's your word?
Too cold.
Where?
At home?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
It's too
okay.
hot. For fish,
here it is.
And too hot for golf. And too cold.
Yeah.
Good old MC on the Z, Mark Chestnut. Oh my gosh, that's good stuff right there. You know, that gets us all ready for Throwback Thursday tomorrow,
sure
too,
does.
Doesn't it? That'll be fun. Throwback Thursday happening on Turkey Day.
Chanda, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I think we're changing Eating. Out the lights at my husband's shop.
Oh, you're working.
Right now. Yeah, I get some stuff done.
Serious? Now, but you got to be taking a break and doing a meal.
Yeah, we will. We'll go see my grandparents and stuff. And
you'll eat?
But we might snack and pick around, but we don't have any...
But I
plans.
Okay, well, that's...
nothing.
Man, that's crazy.
You're not cooking a turkey? No pumpkin pie?
No, not right.
Well, all right.
No.
I'm sorry, we can't continue this phone call.
We're
because...
lame.
No, you're not lame. Everybody does Thanksgiving differently. I was going to ask you if... Now, have you... Is that just this year, or do you just not celebrate... Okay, just this year.
Yeah.
Now, in the past... Does your husband help with on Thanksgiving?
He's great all the time. He'll do whatever, but usually my grandma, they do like my mom's whole family at my grandparents every year.
Yeah.
so everybody goes down and just helps a couple days prior, and then they clean up, and it's a done deal.
Do you guys have that little agreement around your house, you know, like some people do, that if you help out, then the husband might get a little something-something later on in the night?
Oh, Dave, there's always a what's in it for me.
It's not, Deb.
Maybe
it's
if
just
I give, vacuum, we can get busy
it's
later.
It's just give or take. That's like give and take. That's all it is. It's just give and take. Just making a few little bargains around the house.
Gosh.
We're still young, Dave, so we don't just have to bargain.
Oh, gotcha. You guys are just a couple of little rabbits running around the house?
Well, I'm not going to say we're rabbits. We just have two kids, and that's plenty.
Yes, it is.
But
how about this? Now, Thanksgiving might be the best example of how men still have it just a little bit easier than women, even in 2021. Not always. A new poll found that guys are still way more likely to not lift a finger on Thanksgiving. Now, they say that 25% of men don't expect to cook at all, compared to 11% of the women who said the same.
Women are twice as likely to say they'll do most or all of the cooking. 48% of women compared to 24% of men doing most or all of the cooking. Now, I have to say, in my other life, I never cooked the turkey, ever. I did all the potatoes and sides and everything,
but
a lot of men won't even help with the dishes, according to this survey. Close to 1 in 5 don't expect to do a single dish tomorrow. Again, women were much more likely to say they'll get stuck doing all the dishes.
Okay, fellas, I at least have to say this. You better step it up a little bit, man. If you're not going to lift a finger at the meal, and sometimes it's
I guess I'll go watch the Lions game.
But, I mean, you know, even Cynthia, who's filling in for Lee doing traffic, she was saying, look, she doesn't mind cooking. She does it all because she likes to cook. But I would still hope that somebody's lifting a finger around the house to say, hey, look, you've been slaving over, you know, let me help out, help me clean, help me load the dishwasher, something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is. Those guys, man, I think they just think it's a free pass. It's the one day a year they sort of get a free pass. Like, I'm just going to sit around and eat and I'm going to take a nap and watch a little football. And
a new study shows that men are twice as likely to do none of the Thanksgiving cooking and cleaning. Women who heard about this study had this response. Duh! This message brought to you by women who want to actually enjoy a delicious meal on Thanksgiving and wake up to a clean kitchen.
All right, you guys, would you rather...
Okay.
Wash your hair with mashed potatoes,
okay,
or with stuffing?
Mashed potatoes.
Yep, same here.
I'm going to go with stuffing because I think it's easier to get out because it's not as.
Oh, that's true. It might be. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when you're looking at it,
it's tastier.
Yeah,
I do.
In
like
the shower,
stuffing.
I love stuffing.
I was thinking of mashed potatoes kind of being like the conditioner. You know, the hair conditioner that you can add in there and smooth in there. And,
yeah.
And then,
but it's probably good for you.
I better give
it
a try.
You should try it,
Dave. Yeah, I should try it. I'll report back Monday with potatoes in my hair doing some little leftovers, right?
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
Okay, I've got a couple of shout-outs, one of which is to go along here with Strong VW. Wanted to do a big shout-out to Ben Hubbard. Ben Hubbard went in there, and he listens to us.
Oh,
he was listening, and he was saying, oh, my gosh. I heard you guys talking about the Dave deal all the time. Went in and got the Dave deal, got the $500 off with Matt Hansen and Ben Hubbard, a super happy camper with his Jetta over there at Strong VW. And that's what I got.
What you got?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get a shout out for my parents, Ron and Lenora, for their 49th? Oh, my screen just popped up. Sorry.
Guess what? I got another one if you want
okay,
me to roll to it. Josh Dallin, who listens to us as well. Like to give a big shout out for all of your hard work, you guys. Dave, good to hear you out and about at the remotes. I'd also like to give a shout out to Deb for getting the podcast out every day.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Takes a lot of, it really does. And, you know, a lot of people don't know some of the things that happen behind the scenes. And he just says, want to just give you guys a shout out for all of the sacrifice and for everybody. For around Thanksgiving, And not just those working on Thanksgiving, but also those families who are sacrificing their loved ones that are working. It's really hard. You know, you're talking about first responders, military, yeah. stuff like that. But just a lot of people who, you know, sacrifice and may not have a chance to spend Thanksgiving. So thanks for that, Josh.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. Shout out to Scott and Lance at Cottonwood Garage from your favorite Napa driver. Gosh, what is with my computer today? Sorry.
These I tried feeling.
Okay, I know. It says there are seven of them, and it's bringing up one. Okay, here we go. We'll do them one by one.
All right.
Can I get a shout out to my parents, Ron and Lenora, for their 49th wedding anniversary tomorrow? Love you both from Sarah Houseman. Shout out to Brighton Beck. Happy birthday. Seems like it was yesterday because it was. Kenny Liska. shout out, happy birthday to Bree Burnside, my favorite turkey baby. Love you much from Mom, from Johnny Burnside. Cody Casto, morning shout out to you two turkeys. I'm thankful for you both. Y'all make my mornings. Happy Thanksgiving. I know you won't be back until Monday, but I'll tune in anyway.
All right. We appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. Morning the Z off the phone. Shout outs. Who's this?
This is Bonnie.
And what do you think, Bonnie? Who are you shouting out to?
I'm shouting out to my cousin Julie Anderson and Ironie Lobel. And to you guys and everybody out there.
All right.
Thanks, Bonnie. Hope you're feeling better.
Huh?
Hope you're feeling better.
I'm not you. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But
yeah, it's a crud, isn't it? Now, the people you did a shout out with, do they even listen to us?
Oh, heavens, yes. Yes, they most certainly do.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yes, they do.
All right.
Okay, I love you. Enjoy your
Thanksgiving, all right?
Thanks, you Bonnie. Too.
Okay, love you, okay. Bye.
Kenny Kaplanis, or Kaplanis, sorry if I said that wrong. My daughter Kylie Kaplanis, she has ALS. Time is getting very short. I just want to know if she's my hero. I'm very proud of her, and I love you very much.
Oh, gosh, that's tough.
Yeah. I know, sir, let's see, thanks to you and Dave for putting on such a great show all the time, even when you're discombobulated like this morning. Helps keep the demons at bay. Love y'all. Have a great turkey day from Colin.
That's nice of you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for looking past our faults, because it happens just about every day.
Kelly Cowan, shout out to all of us guys that do the dishes on Thanksgiving after the wife cooks. Jagger Good. Sanders, shout out to my mom. She's going to make one of the final matches for the holiday match game.
Oh, confident. Coming up at 9.
Shout out to Alyssa and Austin Carter, the best kids ever. Love you guys. Thank you guys for simply making my mornings from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday. Happy Thanksgiving.
So nice of you. Same back.
Let's see.
Got another one off the phone. Who is this?
This is Jake.
What's your shout out, Jake?
My shout out to you guys. I just got back a week and a half ago from Disneyland that I won through you guys.
Oh, how fun. Did you have a great time?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I won it in 2019 through you guys, and then they gave us a year to use it. And
right.
So we chose 2020, and then they shut down for like a year, so we got to use it.
Good.
So they still honored it, and everything was good then.
Yeah, they kept sending, you know, emails like, well, we'll try this time, and then that get shut down.
Finally
it worked, and we were able to make it work.
What was the one highlight of the trip that stuck out in your mind?
Oh, probably funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes at Disneyland. None of the rides, just the funnel cakes.
The funnel cake corn dog combo.
Okay.
Oh, yum.
Oh, that is.
I could go for that.
Deep fried anything, buddy. We got you. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Yep.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Let's see. Shout out to all the turkey farmers. You're the real heroes from KJ Heath.
Tampique County.
Shout out to my great niece, Harley Hansen. Happy fifth birthday from Kelly Agard. Shout out to Alyssa and Austin Carter. Oh, I read that one.
Hey, what
Bryce
if I do?
Pryor.
I got one. Oh, Bryce Pryor has one?
Yeah. Shout out to Dave Hood and Jake Ream.
Oh, okay.
Sarah, love that. Donna Doust, happy 24th to my favorite oldest son, Stryker. Shout out to Dave and Deb and Cynthia. This is Bernardo. Have a great Thanksgiving. Shout out to my husband, Ron Ewing. Happy anniversary. We've been married 44 years tomorrow. So happy anniversary. Happy Thanksgiving from Kim.
Hey, speaking of which, happy anniversary to my wife. It was our anniversary on Monday, and I just wanted to see if I couldn't get a little something tonight. If
you're going to milk it
if
for
I
another
set
month?
I'm just kidding. Anyway, how are we
Clint Bisbee, shout out to my grandma Dumas, who would have been 85 yesterday. Love you and grandpa.
Is there
shout
a
out to
last Coca- name Walker?
Coca- no, Coca-Cola for being there every morning from Lindsay. And then we have some birthdays.
All right.
Spencer Coleman, Christine Rollins, Amber Corbin, Crystal Gustafson, Paula Zipro, Amber White, and Karen Tobin. Anybody else with the birthday? Happy, happy birthday.
It's Cardi Pierce, Ashley McBride, Never Wanted to Be That Girl on the Z.
Got some extra shout-outs. Just want to remind everybody to get them to us before 8, and we'll try to get them done. So if we missed you this morning, try us Monday before 8 o'clock. Just text them in. We want to say hi to everybody and do the ones we can, but...
Come on. Come on. Dave. For hell's sakes. You should have heard, get me the damn stuff off the... Off the air, she was saying. No, she wasn't. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. She wasn't mad.
No, we love doing them, but if they come in after we're done, we're going to have to do them another day.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody. Lots of happy Thanksgivings to us as well, so thank you for those.
Yeah. We're on a strict, timeline. We got to stay with it.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Oh, my gosh. We can OD again this morning.
We have the latest single from Old Dominion. It's called No Hard Feelings. It was written by the band members and superstar songwriter Shane McAnally.
Oh, yeah.
For their album Time, Tequila, and Therapy.
That dude has his fingers in everything.
Yeah, we got to meet him in Nashville. Nicest guy ever.
Oh, that's cool.
So nice. He was writing in the building we were in with Niall Horan.
Yeah.
It was killer.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Text us. Let us know what you think. Today's Hump It or Dump It. Because it's hump day, and we're going to pick somebody randomly to win tickets to see L. King, the Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home tour, happening in March at the Depot. 570-5767 is the text number to let us know hump it or dump it.
That same number gets you to the studio, too, so call us if you want to just do your voting that way. Old Dominion on Dump It or Dig It, or Hump It or Dump It on Wednesday.
And therapy, and threw it in a blender with ice. I was more messed up than I cared to be. Spent a whole lot of lonely nights. I was mad at myself, pissed at the world. It was hard to get up, but I put one foot in front of the other. Kept on keeping on going through the motions until there was no hard feelings and no bad vibes. I can't honestly say I'm happy to see the happy back in your eyes. You found somebody who painted your gray skies blue. Do I wish it was me? Hell yeah. Am I all the way over the pain? Not yet, but the sun keeps coming up, baby, and I'm still breathing. And there's no hard feelings. But I probably owe you an apology and some money for a new screen. Dad's probably glad to be rid of me, but that ain't me anymore. Hey, you love who you love, and you lose who you thought was the one. And you think that you might go crazy, never get out of the rut. You get drunk, you hold on and let go of the grudge till there's no hard feelings and no bad vibes. I can honestly say I'm happy to see the happy back in your eyes. You found somebody. Blue. Do I wish it was me? Hell yeah. Am I on the way over the pain? Not yet, but the sun keeps coming up, baby, and I'm still breathing. Hey, there's no hard feelings. I was mad at myself, pissed at the world. It was hard to get up, but I put one foot in front of the other. Kept on keeping on going through the motions until there was no hard feelings and no bad vibes. I can honestly say I'm happy to see a little happy back in your eyes. You found somebody who painted your gray skies blue. Good for you. Do I wish it was me? Hell yeah. No hard feelings.
Gosh, why would we expect anything less from Old Dominion? Now, we do want to know what you honestly think about the song. It's our Dump It or Dig It turning Hump It or Dump It this morning for Old Dominion. Give us your honest opinion. The song is called No Hard Feelings. And, of course, Matthew Ramsey, Brad Tersey, Trevor Rosen, Jeff Sprung, and Whit Sellers, the five members of Old Dominion.
Tina Shields, Hump It, it's Old Dominion. Me and my sister Jane are digging it. Clint Bisbee, they never disappoint. Love this. Jennifer Shoup. Emily Clark says, undecided, going to have to dump it. OD is my fave, dig it, from Natalie Philby. Hump It, I'm feeling it. Mike Carson, Kelly Cowan, I was digging it due to the first words of the first line. Didn't care for it, dump it. Chelsea Leatherow says, hump it. Alex Dickerson, digging it. Michelle Baxter, dump it. Hump It, love Old Dominion. Kathy Swanson. Vena Warlamont says, hump it, great message. Tina Shields, hump it, it's Old Dominion. Hell yeah, hump the OD, classic OD sound. Clint Hutchins. Cody Casto, humping it. Randall Muir, Tim Burgess, Ashley Collins, catchy little tune. Johnny Burnside, hump it. Love the OD. Griffin Holmgren says, hump it. John Baker, definite hump. Can't go wrong with OD.
No digs then. No dumps at this point, right?
A couple of them. Gene Michaelis says, it's awesome. Keep it. Hump it, from Daniel Boyack. Doris Johnston says, hump it. Jamie Hatfield, hump it, I'm obsessed. Steph Broberg, hump it. Matt Johnson, hump it. Chanda Abney, I'll hump it. Jim Burnett, definitely hump it.
Let's get one off the phone here. Who is this?
This is Amanda Jukes.
And what do you think?
And I say hump it, but because I love OD, but I would never want that for my ex.
Oh, yeah. No hard feelings, right?
Right.
Wait, you would not want him to move on and be good, or you would not, what are you saying?
I'm saying I like the song, but as far as the ex goes, there's still hard feelings.
Now, do you think with time they'll go away?
Maybe.
Are you guys getting together for Thanksgiving?
No.
I just thought maybe there might be a time to bury the hatchet. That's all.
I love that Garth Brooks song. We bury the hatchet, but leave the handle sticking out.
Yes.
Just in case.
That's a good one.
All right. Thanks.
We bury the hatchet around our house too, but that's something different. Okay. Morning the Z. Hump It or Dump It.
Oh, I say hump it, man. That's a good song.
All right. Who is this?
I love Old Dominion, so.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Is this Jim, it sounds like?
It is.
All right.
Dave, happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Thanks. Same to you, buddy.
Michelle, love it. They can do no wrong. Tanya Rigby, humping it. Angela Harger, I like it, hump it. Robin Faulkner, nice song, hump it. Carrie Warner, humping it.
You know, I love those songs that, and Thomas Rhett does this well, and well, a lot of them do, but I love the song where they make that octave jump, where it goes, na, 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 na. I mean, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I love that too. I didn't even know it happened.
Didn't it really? So. Oh my gosh. It's just so catchy to me whenever I hear that in a song. Hi, what's your name?
Edna.
And what do you think, Edna?
Hump it all day long.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Holly, it's not bad. I'll dig it. Jaron Jones, hump it. I would have had this song at my wedding.
No hard feelings.
Kayla Washburn, hump it. I'm so addicted to Old Dominion, hoping to see him with Kenny and FGL in Denver next year. Marlene says hump it. Brian Rasmussen says dig it. Victoria Lucero says dig it.
Tons of voting going on. Thank
you. I'm going to say 90-10, 95-5. There were a lot I didn't get to. Thanks, everybody, for weighing in this morning on the new one from Old Dominion, No Hard Feelings, from the album Time, Tequila, and Therapy. And our winner this time around is, come on, screen.
It's a good title for an album, too, isn't it?
Trying to clean up my computer because it's struggling. Amber Skavarka. I hope I said that right. Amber Skavarka, you are our winner. For the tickets to El King, March 19th at the Depot. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It Monday morning, 8:20, right here on Z104. Can you dig it, baby?
I was just checking to see if my cold was going away.
If I could. So run another test after 10, okay?
Well, maybe I could hit that high note just a little bit, but maybe. Just for the fun of it, Cynthia, did you have a chance to catch a little bit of the song? What do you think about it?
I love that song. You know what it reminded me of? Like, I could picture it being a movie montage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the background song to a movie montage, and they're, like, riding bicycles, and they're, like, touching each other's noses. Like, oh, we're all made up. I don't know.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what went
yeah.
through my head.
No, I like that. No hard feelings. Yeah.
No hard feelings. I loved it.
That's your creativity coming out.
Took me a while. I was pissed, which they actually say in the song, which
yeah.
I liked.
Yeah.
Because you
guys
kind
of,
too. No, it's just honest.
It's real.
Yep. I was pissed at you, yeah. and now I'm okay. No hard feelings.
I love that. MW, Morgan Wallen, somebody's problem. Week from this Friday, keep it in mind, December 3rd, that's when those tickets go on sale for Morgan Wallen. And it is going to be a fast one. That's our prediction. That sucker is probably going to sell out pretty quick. Hey, y'all looking to go out and do the Black Friday thing, maybe grab some of the deals? I know that some of them have already been going on, and we've talked about this so many times over the last few weeks, just because Black Friday is just not Black Friday anymore. It just seems like it just goes.
There's just, I've just lost, the fight's gone out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I mean, like when I walked into JCPenney 3 weeks ago for their Black Friday sale, I'm going, well, this isn't very fun.
I know, right?
I didn't have a chance to push anybody down or try to steal that last pair of Levi's that somebody had.
Yeah, you don't even have to have the eye of the tiger anymore.
I'm like, well, freak, this is no fun.
Thrill in the hunt. Yeah, you don't even have to.
So, stampeding those stores days in the past, to fight over that $17 toaster or whatever it might be. So here are some websites to get people the best possible deals on Black Friday. Now, camel is not what you're thinking as far as camel.
There's no
camel
toe in there.
There's no toe
There's
in
no
there.
There's no toe. It's just the camel.
Just camel has data on every single product. Now, if you Google search camel toe, you'll get something a little
you
different.
You don't want to do that, Dave.
That'll come back up. They have the data on every single product's price history on Amazon. So before you buy anything, look it up, camel, and make sure it's not usually cheaper on Amazon.
Okay, Simply Codes. There are more coupon codes over this weekend than any other time of the year. Simply Codes has a bigger database of codes than some of the other big coupon sites like RetailMeNot and Honey. So it's your best chance not to miss one. Just go to simplycodes.com.
Now, this one is called Brick Seek. Just like it's but one word, Brick Seek, S-E-E-K. Shopping in person with Brick Seek, you can look up the inventory of popular products at Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Macy's, and more. That's cool.
That is cool.
To see the inventory of it? How do they keep up with that crap?
I don't know. They must have tied into their computer systems.
My gosh. Joe Schmo just bought the last TV and you find out about it
yeah.
on this thing? So you can
Damn
see how
you,
many.
Joe.
You can see how many are in stock at the locations that you're heading to.
And how about Slick Deals Black Friday Forum? The community on Slick Deals is fantastic at finding amazing Black Friday deals before they sell out. Keep an eye on the forum to get in earlier than the masses on the best deals. Slickdeals.net is where you go.
So
Slickdeals.net.
BrickSeek, Simple Codes, and then Camel.
Time now for another round of Wednesday's Words. Call now to win, 570-5767. 570-5767.
The word is...
Can. C-A-N, can, as in canned cranberry sauce. We're going to give you five questions. They're all going to have the word can in the answer. And if you get those right, we've got a pair of tickets for the Bar J Wranglers, their farewell slash Christmas show, December 8th at Kingsbury Hall. Then we'll give you an audio daily double that will also have a form of can in the answer. And if you get that right, we're going to give you the digital download of Jason Aldean's brand new album called Makin'.
You're the quick dialer this morning. First caller through. What's your name?
John.
John?
Yes.
All right, John, you ready to play? You know the word?
Can.
Okay, here we go. Kitchen gadget.
Can opener.
Yep. Tiny preserved fish tightly packed in a tin.
Sardine can.
Yep. Donate to a food drive. What do you donate to a food drive?
Canned food.
Yep. Or canned goods. Mexican resort city.
I just went there a couple of weeks ago.
What's your word?
Can.
Now, what's short for a raccoon?
Cancun.
Yeah, Cancun.
There you go, Cancun.
Now, an outdoor hide and seek game.
Outdoor hide and seek
game. Back in the day. How old are you, by the way?
51.
Oh, okay. You would probably know this then. You're a little older than Deb and I, but still, I think you'd remember it.
Outdoor hide and seek game. You sneak up and you do this to a Mountain Dew holder when nobody's looking.
I have no idea.
When you have a football through the upright.
Goal.
What do you do to the football with your foot?
Kick the can.
Yes.
Woo! Oof, that was
Jim's in next.
Seriously painful on that last one.
You should have just said someone dying.
Well, sure,
well,
but you should have got
John,
the
you should have got the answer. Right.
Don't start putting the shoulda, woulda, coulda's back on us, buddy.
We have enough shouldas that we're feeling shitty about, so we don't need any more.
Well, you should have done this. Well, you should have got the answer
for
right.
For hell's sake, John! All right, John, you're going to the Bar J Wranglers now for Jason Aldean's Make an Album. What's the name of this song by Alabama?
This is something that is going to be opposite tomorrow.
Opposite tomorrow.
Giving
Cam?
No, no. That was a bad. That was a bad clue.
If Superman had a bad day and he rises back up, he's going to say.
Only the good can.
Unable to force
a bad man up. Opposite.
Good man can.
Yeah, this isn't going well.
Oh no, it's not.
Blank.
What does unable mean? Unable.
Can't.
Yes.
Hold.
Can't hold a good man down.
Almost.
Can't keep a good man down.
Can't keep a good man down.
Yes.
Yeah, way to just give him the answer. Yeah, can't keep a good man down. Yeah, if you can't get it, then Deb will just tell you the correct answer.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
A win's a win.
It is a win's a win, and you got it. It only took us 10 minutes, but you got it.
Absolutely. All right, John, we'll get you these tickets and this download. Hang on a second, okay?
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Feel like the tryptophan's kicking in, and I haven't even had any yet.
I know, right? You know, this is going to be the theme song for tomorrow, you know, because all of the good men are going to get up off of their butts, and they're going to help out the women or whatever in the cooking, in the cleaning, whatever it might be. You just can't keep a good man down.
A new study shows that men are twice as likely to do none of the Thanksgiving cooking and cleaning. It's time to change that with a new holiday, Men'sgiving. It's just like Thanksgiving, but men do all the cooking and cleaning. What was that bell for?
Ooh, that's the turkey. It's all done.
Actually, turkeys take 3 to 4 hours to cook. Wait, you're eating it?
Is this supposed to feel slimy in my mouth?
Oh, no.
I do not feel so good.
Yeah, that's salmonella.
Forget it. I'll do it.
Happy Men'sgiving, everyone.
Hey, what do cannibals eat on Thanksgiving? Tofurkey.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Dave.
KSOP-FM at HD1 Salt Lake City. Broadcasting from the Baku Studios, home of the number one fat tire electric bike. Elevate your game at Baku.com. Call now to make your match and qualify to win a Bullfrog Spa. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Well, we've reached that magical point where we kind of do the little wrap on the traffic. Cynthia's been in for Lee this morning. How are we looking now?
Good morning. I-15 is trouble-free right now.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope all goes well and you have a chance to just cook away, because that's what you like to do, and enjoy them. We can compare notes maybe when we come back on Monday or something.
Sounds good. I am grateful to you.
Is your husband and your husband and kids, are they going to clean everything up?
Yeah, they do. Like, my daughter does the mashed potatoes, and my son will do some sort of bread. Like, he likes to bake bread, so he'll do something there. And then, husband, I'm not sure. He'll do something. He'll make the drinks.
Doubtful, yeah.
You sound just a little iffy about that one. But that's okay. It sounds like it's still a pretty balanced out relationship that y'all have.
Oh, it's great.
Cool. Well, good to have you along this morning. Enjoy, and make sure you don't forget your stretchy pants tomorrow.
Oh, you got it.
You put your stretchy pants on, you'll be good to go. Sunny by later on this afternoon. We're looking at a little bit colder and a high of 40 degrees.
36 and sunny downtown.
5 Thanksgiving Day Google searches. Is it rude to unbutton my pants before I eat?
Just don't worry, everybody. I'm just getting ready.
How come Uncle Bob's pants are
they're always like that?
Undone. How about this one? Is it racist to only ask for only white or only dark meat?
No.
No, it's not. 5 Thanksgiving Day Google searches. Why does Grandma's house always smell like mustard? Do I warn guests the brownies have weed or just see what happens?
Just see what happens.
That's what I would do, too. It would be a fun little game that you can all play. And the final and top 5 of our Thanksgiving Google Day searches. Does bringing an opened bag of Doritos count as a side dish?
I think it does.
Open bag, no less. It's the Bros on the Z.
Some people clap on.
Ah, man, can I relate to that song? Should be speaking my mind when I should be biting my tongue, I guess. And I'm like a bad joke at the wrong time. I'm all of the above when incorporated into that song, The Brothers Osborne, I'm Not for Everyone. And I'm not. I'm probably only for just a couple of people, actually, if I think about it. I may not be good for anybody, except for the fact that I think I have convinced my wife that if I pay her a weekly allowance, then she might let me hang around the house every once in a while. It's funny how people, bash us all on some of the hot topics, that are going around now. And, you talk about something, or maybe you, talk about a paid commercial on the air. And you're such a dummy. Such a dummy. Get off your high horse, Dave. Quit being a sheep. Be a lion. Join the lion's den. whatever the hell y'all want to think. I don't. I actually don't give a shiz. And, hey, I do care, though. Have you ever gone into a hotel and thought about, are they hiding cameras anywhere? I mean.
I hope not.
I know. But haven't we all had that one little thought, like, I wonder if it's there?
I haven't until just now. I really haven't.
No, are you kidding me? Really?
No.
Oh my gosh, no, there's those little clock radios. They can put cameras in those without anybody knowing.
Putting that in the drawer then.
Some people turn it around. They totally turn it around and face it towards the wall.
I do that with my, Alexa show. My Echo show, because once my kids piped in, they can do the drop-in, the video drop-in on me at any given time. And luckily, I was clothed and just watching TV. But
so you keep it turned around all the time then?
No.
Because I mean, that defeats the purpose of a show, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't come on and say, "Hey, show me the front door."
Well, show me the show.
Show me no, but you can. But you can't say like, "Show me the front yard camera" or something.
No,
you can't do stuff like that. There are, or you'll they put little cameras. They have all these sneaky ways. Not hotels, but I'm saying people have sneaky ways.
Well, Airbnbs, I'd be a little more concerned.
Yeah, because you are going into somebody's purchased home that they're just renting out, so you never know where they're, putting little things here and there. And they're probably thinking, well, we're just doing it for security reasons.
Right.
I put a camera in the shower for security reasons.
Well, if you're staying at a hotel or Airbnb over the holidays, a security expert posted a video explaining how to find hidden cameras in your room. Now, they're usually placed in devices like fire alarms, smoke detectors, or digital clocks. You can do your own detective work by shining your cell phone's flashlight at certain spots on the device.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
If there's a camera lens inside, you'll see a bluish reflection. And there are some other methods, too. He explains them.
Let's take a listen.
In a clip.
Yeah.
First thing you're going to want to look for is devices that are conveniently placed where a creeper would want to look. Take this fire alarm, for instance. It's placed right above the bed. Now, one way to see if a device is a camera is to shine a bright light at it. If you hit a camera lens, it's going to give a bluish reflection. Now, this clock is mirrored, but if we shine a bright light at it, we can see through the glass and see there's a camera there. Now, this technique can also work on two-way mirrors. So the camera is USB powered and the wall charger it's plugged into is actually also a camera. If we shine the light on it, you can see that little pinhole in the middle with the blue reflection. That is the camera lens.
Sneaky. Sneaky, sneaky stuff, right?
Yeah. Are you going to check that now? Are you going to make that a regular thing?
Well, I didn't know that that's a good way to check it out, though, and that is to take the flashlight on your camera and shine it at it, and then if you see that, then you can go ahead and it's like, oh, my gosh, what a brilliant idea to... Now, you know, I don't know. You know that now an Airbnb, like you said, Deb, easier to get away with.
Yeah.
A hotel... My gosh, if they tracked that down and found out who put that sucker in there, you know, the hotel could just be sued like in a heartbeat, and it could be the demise of that hotel. And so that that's all, you know, another whole nother ball game. But anyway, a fun little hack for you to use if you're a little worried about and maybe you're doing some traveling this weekend, excuse me, or over the Christmas holiday. Might want to try that against some of the fire alarms. Fire smoke detectors and your, you know, radios next to the bed. Morning, the Z. You are caller Z. Who is this?
Oh, this is Lisa.
Ah, Lisa. Have you won on the holiday match game yet?
No, I haven't.
Nice. Now, do you think you're going to make a match?
I think so.
All right, first number.
She's pretty confident.
68.
68. Crown Limousine, 2 hours of service.
Woohoo!
Yep. And
okay,
you're
84.
Winner.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, what would you use that limousine service for?
You could roll up to Thanksgiving in style.
Oh, that would be sweet.
That's if you could hurry and like book it tonight.
hurry.
No, down the road. Like, do you have an anniversary, any kind of a special occasion? No.
You know what, Dave? I was just making a match. But I will figure out something for that limo ride. I'll figure out something.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Awesome.
I'm sure you will. Don't worry about me asking 101 questions. I just was curious. I honestly was just curious to know if you had something in mind for it.
Have you ever? Now, I haven't. I think I've been in a limo once or twice, but I don't
like
remember.
Like for prom?
No, never for prom. I didn't go to prom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey there, lonely girl.
Yeah, thanks,
that never went to the prom.
No. Have you ever been in a limo?
I have, but nothing special. It's like, hey, you want to ride in the limo? Here you go.
Okay.
All right. Nothing special.
Well, no, Lisa, cool. You may be rolling up to your own home in a limo and getting out and getting in your hot tub. Bullfrog
yes.
Spa, you're in the running for the Bullfrog Spa. We will draw that. I'm positive we're going to do it today. And somebody's going to be the lucky winner day before Thanksgiving of a beautiful Bullfrog Spa. And it could be you, all right?
Okay, sounds great.
Oh, man, we have just another match to make to close it on out. And three more chances at noon, 3 and 5. So the odds are pretty good, like Deb mentioned. And happy Thanksgiving to you and best wishes to you and yours this holiday season, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in and being persistent. We are going to find out. This is the season. Tis the season to watch Christmas movies. We're going to find out how you could get paid to watch Christmas movies coming up. Luke Combs and Cold as You. Now, Deb, she can be a little cold-hearted when it comes to me watching Christmas movies. She's like, oh, Dave.
It's all right. Oh, and as Dave. Time gets closer, I'll probably... give in. I'd just rather watch something else.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
basically.
I'd rather watch a true crime story or a documentary. I know I'm super boring.
No.
But I kind of. I probably watch, I don't know, I probably watch one or two during the season, but that's it.
Now, you have a fave. Yeah, you do have a tradition, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to be watching Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase Christmas National Lampoons.
Always on Thanksgiving.
Always.
Now, yeah. Do you watch it over and over and over again, or at least just once?
Usually it's in the evening, Thanksgiving night, with pie and stuff, and we just watch it once.
Now,
or
would...
I watch it by myself, whatever. Whoever's there, I subject
hey
them.
Hey there, lonely girl, watching... Christmas Vacation by myself.
Which is it's fine. It's fine. It's all fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What about if you got paid? Would you start to consider watching more Christmas movies if you got paid?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Wait, it's November already? Well, I guess we know what that means. It's time for our new holiday tradition. Once again, we're hiring one lucky person as our chief holiday cheermeister. Now, this person has to love the holidays and love holiday movies because we're going to ask them to stream 25 holiday movies in 25 days. Now, for doing this, our cheermeister will pull in $2,500 in cold, hard, probably direct deposit. To facilitate all of this streaming, they will also get a one-year subscription to 7 different streaming services. Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, Prime Video, HBO Max, Apple TV+, and Hallmark Movies Now. And that's about all there is to it.
Is it worth it? 25 holiday movies in 25 days
yeah.
for $2,500.
Yeah, I would totally do that. I probably have the time to watch a movie a day.
It's $100 a movie.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal.
The website reviews.org is looking for a chief holiday cheermeister, just as he said, to watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days and earn $2,500.
Here's the nice thing again, in case you didn't catch it, you get to pick the movies. So the only real catch is that you just kind of have to fill out that short survey about each movie. Applications due by December 3rd, which is a week from this Friday.
Go to reviews.org, and the Ho Ho Holiday Movie Dream Job will pop right up, and you can apply. Reviews.org.
That's a different website.
Reviews. Don't go to Ho Ho.
Don't go to HoHo.com.
Reviews.org is where you want to go.
Might be worth it.
I'm going to apply and see what they say.
I know it is going to be. I might do that as well. Look, I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
That would be no different for me anyway. I might, especially if I can pick out the movies. That might be kind of fun. So, do you feel sorry for the NFL players for around Thanksgiving and Christmas, because of their grueling schedule?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like they can do it on Wednesday or Saturday or Friday with all their millions of... And I seriously doubt that they care either, really.
No. Listen to this. The life of an NFL player, maybe not as glamorous as everybody thinks. Oprah had a chance to talk to Tom Brady. And this is what he said. He said, Thanksgiving, there's a lot to be thankful for, but you only get about 4 hours to enjoy it. Practice usually ends about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving. You eat about 3:30, and then you're getting ready for the next day of practice. And the same kind of thing for Christmas.
You know what? That 4 hours of family and food is plenty, right? He said, I'm looking forward to the time when I'm done playing football. So I can have some of those more normal holidays I had growing up that were important, where the family's all together.
Dude, this person does not need money. So yeah, he's looking for. I think it's now. Look,
I think it's a lot of people, the love of the game.
It is the love of the game. Absolutely, it is. He doesn't need the. He's not doing this crap for the money. It's absolutely the love for the game.
Is Tom careful what he eats? He says nope. That's the one meal where I'm like, screw it. Let's go for it, and we all get to enjoy it.
I love Tom Brady. Say what you will. Again, go ahead. I'm not for everyone, right? And I know that some people out there are like Tom Brady haters and stuff. I'm not. I'm a Tom Brady guy. I love Tom Brady. I think he's a good class act guy. He's a great team player. He is just an all-around, not only good athlete, incredible at what he does, but I can totally see him saying that in the way that it's like, hey, it is what it is. And it's the same thing. I don't think he's whining about it. It's just one of those things where, he's chose that profession and he knows that. And he knows that if he didn't want to do it anymore, he could quit and still be set for life when it comes to money. Could have done that a long time ago. I mean, between him and his wife, they're both making millions and millions. Anyway. The life of an NFL football player around the holidays. And I always kind of like to throw in my little update except for the fact that I can't remember who the Jets are playing this weekend. I think it's the Texans. The Texans, if I'm not mistaken. And Zach Wilson, our local here in Utah, quarterback with the Jets.
It
expected,
is the Texans.
Expected to be back on the field and starting in that game.
11 a.m. Mountain Time.
There you go.
This Sunday.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Well, that took somebody up here off the phone. I mean, not in the sense that, like, the not like the millennial hookup.
we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see El King March 19th at the Depot. Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home tour, 570-5767. We need a guy and a girl.
Or would it be a Gen Z hookup?
It could be any hookup.
It could have been either one, right? I guess
all manner of all ages are always
hooking up
in different manners.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you and I didn't refer to it as hooking up. We called it making out.
Yep.
Morning, Z. Who is this?
Jordan.
Jordan, how the heck are you, buddy?
Good. It's a girl. But
oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Way to go, Dave. Jordan, we'll get you dude. Hold on a second.
Oh, gosh. Awkward.
How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm a girl.
Well. Ah, freak. Ah. I'm tired and I want to go home. All right. Who is this on the line?
This is Peggy.
Oh, great. That's another one that now how am I supposed to... I thought you were going to either say Peggy or Pat.
Well, I was going to say Jody, but I just, it slipped my mind.
All right. But happy now we have another girl though, right?
I know. All yeah. Right. Happy okay. Thanksgiving.
Thanks. All happy right. Thanksgiving.
Love you. Bye. Are you a dude?
I am not.
All right. Try again.
Looking for a dude.
Morning, the Z. Are you a guy? Hello?
Hey.
Are you a guy?
I am.
What's your name?
Steven.
Steven, talking to me from across the room.
Okay, Steven.
Steven, thanks so much for calling in. You're going against a female, Jordan.
Have either one of you won in the last 30 days?
No.
Steven? No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Jordan, we're going to go first here. What team were the Lakers playing when LeBron James got into that brawl that got him suspended for the first time in his career? The Bulls, the Pistons, or the Hawks?
The Bulls.
The Pistons.
With a shot in the dark.
That was kind of crazy, that little scuffle. It turned into a big deal. All right, Steven, here's your question. It'd be great to have a nice clean oven for Thanksgiving. How long does the average self-cleaning oven take to clean itself? Is it 3 hours, 9 hours, or 15 hours?
3 hours.
Yes.
All right, Jordan. Mark Ruffalo celebrates his birthday this week. What character does he play in the Avengers movies? Hulk, Captain America, or Thor?
Hulk.
Yes.
Good job. Okay, Jordan, here we go. Steven, here we go. It's officially hot cocoa season. Who voices the character Elsa in the Disney's Frozen films? Kristen Chenoweth, Idina Menzel, Lea Michele.
The Menzel, whatever.
Adele Dazeem.
Idina Menzel, better known as Adele Dazeem from John Travolta.
All right,
you got it.
Jordan, which of these video game systems is currently available? Still available. Nintendo Switch, Sega Genesis, or Atari 2600?
The Switch.
Yes.
All right, good job. You're hanging in there. Now we got to do this one to win here, Steven. Now that it's cold, you might want to slip on some cashmere sweater here and there. What animal's hair is used to make cashmere? Goat, rabbit, or camel?
The camel?
It's goat. So now we got a tie. Deb's holding up fingers between 1 and 10, and it looks like Jordan, the female Jordan, called in, and she gets to guess first because she called first.
3.
And Steven?
4.
It was 2.
Jordan, you're the winner. You're going to see El King on the 19th of March at the Depot.
Jordan, or Stephen, thanks for playing. Jordan, hold on a sec. We'll get this to you, okay?
Now, hey, don't hang up, fellas.
Good job, Jordan.
And girls, fellas. Yep, since I'm still calling Jordan a guy. Would you rather? It's Would You Rather Wednesday, and of course it's our Thanksgiving edition. Would you rather eat an entire pumpkin pie or drink the whole gravy boat? Ladies first, Jordan.
Probably eat an entire pumpkin pie because I really don't like gravy.
Okay. And Steven?
Well, I pretty much eat the whole pumpkin pie anyway, so I'll just go with that one.
Now, do you do what we all do? Do you, like, pick at it to death till it's all gone? Because it's
just another little slice. Yeah, just another little slice.
Yeah, not as many
just
calories.
Just another little slice.
I put enough whipped cream on it that you can't even see the pie.
That's what I do. I seriously, I'll take a little quarter-inch slice, and then I'll bury it in whipped cream. All right, here's another one for you guys. Ready?
Okay.
Would you rather keep a... Oh, Deb, go ahead and answer that one.
I'd probably have done it. I would eat the whole pie. And I love gravy.
You do love gravy.
But I'd like to eat the whole pie.
Okay. Would you rather keep a turkey as a pet for a year or put down the turkey to eat for Thanksgiving?
Probably put down the turkey.
Right. And what about you, Stephen?
I'd probably keep a turkey as a pet.
Really? Now, are you a turkey eater for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I like the dark meat.
Okay. Me too. That's the best.
Racist. Okay, Deb, what about you? Keep a turkey for a pet for a year or just put it down and eat it for Thanksgiving?
I'd keep it as a pet. If I knew it on a personal basis, I couldn't kill it. It has to be an anonymous turkey that I eat. I couldn't eat my own turkey.
Do I know you? You would not be good on a farm, then.
No, I wouldn't.
A self-sustaining farm.
I could never be a horse breeder or a farmer. I would just be like, no.
Don't send it off to
them off to market. No.
You'd have names for all of them.
Yes, you would. 100%. Okay, totally would.
Let's do one more. Do you guys have enough time?
Yeah,
I'm okay.
They're all like trying to get work done.
Nobody's working today.
Even if you're at work, nobody's working today.
Yeah, nobody's working. Let's not even pretend.
Are you guys at work?
My boss is listening, so I better say I'm not.
Okay, his boss. And what about you? Did you say, Jordan?
I'm off today. I'm just
chilling. You're just chilling?
Good for you.
All right, here's the last one. Would you rather wear pants two sizes too small to Thanksgiving dinner or listen to your drunk uncle tell gross stories while you eat? Jordan?
Definitely listen to the drunk
uncle. Now you're cutting out. Listen to the drunk uncle?
Yeah.
And Steven?
Sorry, what was the first one?
Wear a pants two sizes too small to Thanksgiving dinner.
I'll go with the drunk uncle one.
That's what I'm going for, Deb.
Oh, I'd probably take the pants.
No way.
Yeah, I'd unzip them. You didn't say I couldn't unzip them.
Well, that's... No, I didn't, but... And it doesn't say they're stretchy pants either. They're you can unzip them, and they're not stretchy pants.
You never said I couldn't unzip. That's my final answer. I'm done.
Oh, my gosh. You kill me. Always trying to find a loophole in the rules of Would You Rather. Thanks, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, and best wishes to you this holiday season, all right?
Thank you.
All right, it is 9:40. Got another round of What's Your Deal Wednesday coming up here in just a second. Not your What's Your Deal Wednesday. What's your word? What's the word? What's the damn name of the contest?
Wednesday's word.
Oh, yeah, Wednesday's word. Sorry. But we are going to read, though, a few more of these kindergartner things. Oh, my gosh, these kindergartners. There was a kindergarten teacher, and she gave him a sheet of paper, and it says how to cook a turkey. And it left it blank, and it said first, and then next, and then it put then, and then you cook it at blank degrees for blank minutes, and you serve it with blank. First one, put it in the oven, then put something on it, then eat it, cook at 20 degrees for 20 minutes, and serve it with mac and cheese. Here's another one for you. How to cook a turkey. You first put it in the oven. Next, You look, you cool him down. Then eat him. You cook it for 10, at 10 degrees for 7 minutes. And you eat it with some pumpkin pie.
All
pretty
right.
Close. Pretty close, yeah. Except for the way you cook it. You'd have a little raw turkey. You cook 10 degrees at 7 minutes.
First, put Lowry's seasoning on it. Very particular. Put it in the oven. Tell my mom to bake it 4 degrees for 6 minutes. Serve with guacamole and boba.
Oh, my gosh. How about this one? Put pepper on it. Put it in the oven. Set a timer for 100 degrees at 40 minutes, and then serve it with apples.
Okay. First, you kill it. Next, put it in the oven. Then eat it. Cook at 2 degrees for 5 minutes and simple. Serve with cake and pizza.
Aren't you glad our kids don't cook the turkeys, right?
Yes.
This is another good one here. Put seasonings on it. They're, you know, for a kindergarten, I mean, they are pretty observant. They know that the seasonings go in there. Put seasonings on it. Add salt and pepper. Add juice. Put it at 400 degrees for 6 minutes, which is microwave time. And then you can serve it with corn, green beans, and pancakes.
Yeah, it went pretty good till it got to the pancakes.
Right.
First, buy a turkey, put it in the oven, then take it to the table, cook at 8 degrees for 6 minutes, serve with salt and pepper.
Simple, right?
Kindergartens tell you how to cook a turkey.
Love that. If you are flying this weekend or even during the Christmas holiday, I had no idea that the different chimes meant something. Did you know this? You know how you hear those little different chimes? You know, from the pilot, you know, all the little chimes that come on.
And they know they're going to make an announcement.
Yeah. Here's what they...
turn on the... Well, you notice the pilot has turned on the no smoking sign.
Right.
And the seatbelt sign. We're going to experience a little turbulence here. We should be through in just a few minutes. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen. No, you listen to the flight attendant explain the different chimes inside the plane. They signify a different thing. Like a single tone is a passenger calling a flight attendant.
Okay.
Two tones is one flight attendant calling another. See, they have this little code thing going.
See, I don't think I've ever noticed how many tones there are.
Doom, doom. You know?
Yeah.
And then the other one is, or the pilot calling the flight attendant. That's two tones.
Okay.
So the flight attendant to flight attendant, or pilot calling the flight attendant. But here's the one that you hope you never hear. Three chimes in a row. And that is an emergency signal.
Oh, man.
Doom, doom, doom. And that's when you see the pilot running down the aisle screaming, ah, help me, help me, help me. All right, coming up next, we're going to do our final round of Wednesday's Word, a chance for you to win a cool prize as always, a kind of a double pack prize.
Yeah, we've got tickets for the Bar J Wranglers. They're doing their Christmas/farewell show at Kingsbury Hall on December 8th. We've got tickets for that. And then with the Audio Daily Double, we will give you a song, and you tell us that song title or artist, and you're going to win Jason Aldean's brand new album, Makin', that just came out a couple weeks ago, the digital download.
Cool. And then we'll be back as soon as we hear this.
Have you ever heard this sound on a plane before?
Just one. Ding.
That's all I want to hear. I don't want to hear three.
No way. On our way back here in just a little bit. Oh, did we say the word? I don't know if I said the word. The word is...
Bird. Bird is the word.
Yes, it is.
Time now for another round of Wednesday's Words. Call now to win. 570-5767. 570-5767.
The word is...
Bird.
Bird is the word.
Yes. We're going to give you five questions. They will all have the bird in the answer. If you get those right, we've got tickets for the Bar J Wranglers Christmas/farewell appearance at Kingsbury Hall on December 8th. And then we'll give you an Audio Daily Double that will also have bird in the answer. And for that, we'll throw in Jason Aldean's brand new album, Makin', the digital download of all the tracks.
Hey, what's your name?
Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. Have you won in 30 days here at the radio station?
No, I have not.
Okay, you're good to roll. Do you know the word?
Bird.
Bird.
All right, Lisa.
Is
here
the
we
word.
Go. A dimwit.
Hey, don't say me.
A dimwit?
Yeah.
Nerd bird?
I don't know.
Dumb bird?
What do you think with?
Oh, bird brain.
Yes.
There you go.
Bird brain. Pheasant hunting canine.
Bird dog.
Bird dog. Parrot chow.
Bird seed.
Yep. An observational hobby using binoculars.
Bird watcher.
Yep. And the view from above.
What was that?
A view from above.
Oh, bird's eye view.
Yes.
Nice. Good job.
Good job.
You actually finished off pretty well. Pretty strong.
All right, Lisa, you're going to see the Bar J Wranglers on the 8th. Now, what is the name? This song is called Watermelon Crawl. Who's the artist?
Oh.
What's your word?
Tracy Bird.
Yeah.
Except it's a little sneaky. How does he spell it? How does he spell it?
B-Y-R-D.
Yeah, good job,
nice
Lisa.
Job.
You're
there
a big
is.
Winner.
How cool
great.
Is that? You nailed it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're super excited for you. And
me too.
Everybody stand up and you can do the watermelon crawl after your big Thanksgiving dinner.
Before, I don't think you'll feel like it after.
Hey, tomorrow it is a throwback Thursday, in spite of the fact being Thanksgiving. You can kick back and hear some of the songs from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Maybe you'll have extra time when you're sitting on the couch doing nothing. You can vote on those songs because you guys are in control of the oldies that we play tomorrow for Throwback Thursday.
In fact, you might want to take a radio into the bathroom tomorrow because you might be you might be trying to rid those 4,500 calories and 229 grams of fat that you're going to be taking in tomorrow. And make sure you have the plumber's number handy, okay?
So we are still doing Throwback Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
And then Christmas music starts on Friday, one song a day.
Don't miss it. If you blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah, that good old program director of ours, you know, she doesn't want to do it too much, too fast. So
that's right.
No, it'll be a lot of fun, and there's nothing better than country Christmas music, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, we love the traditional stuff, too, but, man, I mean, I'm super excited for that. Did we talk about the mystery sound?
No, the mystery sound. Man, you could still win that some serious
holy
cash
mother.
Today.
$654. That could buy a Christmas present or two, right?
Yeah.
All of the clues, guesses, and the sound itself are right there on our website. All you have to do is just go to z104country.com, and you'll have a head start on everybody.
$654. And don't forget, we have one more round of the one more match to be made in the match game. So if you go to the website, you can see the two squares that are unmatched. This is up for everybody, whether you know what's under there or not. Make that match at noon, and you're qualified to win the Bullfrog Spa, which I'm pretty sure we'll draw for today because we have three more chances for somebody to make that match. Noon, 3 and 5, probably just noon.
Yeah, I mean, the only way that it would not happen is if somebody didn't have a board in front of them and they just picked two random numbers that had already been turned over. That's the only way that it wouldn't happen, so... and may I at least say this for all of our people involved in the holiday match game. First of all, it's a lot of work for Deb. She puts together the board and stuff like that. You know, a lot of sales people here at the radio station, promotions, and all of the people who have donated to the holiday match game, all of the fantastic prizes that we had. We had 50 amazing prizes again for this round of the holiday match game. And we just love it, doing it twice a year. You can look forward to it for the summer match game of 2022.
So much fun. Thanks to everybody, like Dave said, that played and made it happen.
Now, make sure you take care of your snood this weekend. And make sure that you really get engorged tomorrow.
Oh my!
And better yet, if you put those two things together, make sure you have an engorged snood. And you will definitely... You'll definitely have.
We may not be back Monday.
A good holiday weekend. We'll see you Monday, hopefully.
But tune in anyway.
Thank you, America. That's our show. That was a great show.
Great, man.
That was so much fun. I don't know why people say this show is terrible.
It'd be interesting to find out what went wrong there, but that's a whole other show.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it.
see you again.